So they were holding that Tzadik Aleph Homer Aleph, around four lines down. Morris says, oh, Mamar, what did he say before Toida? Minayin, how do we know what to say by Korban Toida also? That you have to bring the Sochim, you have to have the Mincha and the Yayin brought with the Korban Toida. Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Oy Zavach. So Lashon Oy Zavach to the Marab again, not only Korban Eila, not only Korban Shlamin, but even a Korban Toida also. So Morris, the question, Oto Toida Lav Zavachu? Like, what do we need a special read with the word Oy? It says Zavach. It means a korban, so why shouldn't I think that a taida is included in the word zevach? It's also a korban. It also comes to us in the other word adova. It's also like a korban shlomim. So I don't need a special read before oi, but who repshitis bechal zevach, that when you bring a korban taida, you have to have nisachim with it. So Moses says, Yitzchak, no, I need a special pasuk. Because otherwise, salkot ayat achamin, I would have thought to say, ho yovik alechem ba'ado. Since the Toida has to have its own lechem anyway, you have to have 40 lechems to be brought with the Korban Toida, lowly boy Nesachim. Maybe it does not have to have Nesachim, you don't have to have another mincha brought with it, and the Yayin. So, therefore, in a special pasuk, Oizov will teach us, yes, even a Korban Toida, besides the 40 lechems, you also need Nesachim, the mincha, and the Yayin. So, that's the question, the Maishna, why is it different, Miel Nazir? When a Nazir has to bring an ayil, he has to also bring two types of lechem, the nazir. Or boy nesachim, and still you have to have nesachim? So why would I think to say that a toida should be different? Smor says, yes. I would have thought to say, hosam shneiminim. Over there by the nazir, you only have to bring two types of lechems. So there's a chiddush to say that still you have to have nesachim to be brought with the ayil. Mashenkin hocha by a toida, our boss, meaning there are four different types of lechem to be brought. There are three matzahs and one chametz, so maybe you do not have to have nesachim at all. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush from the word oy zavach, yes, that even though you have four different types of lechem to be brought with the korban toida, still you have to have its own nesachim. Therefore, I need a special rebut to say, still you have to have nesachim to be brought with the korban toida. Now the word says, if so, let the pasuk just end off and say any korban that could be brought to teretz a neder or nedava needs nesachim. Why does the pasuk first have to say oila? Why do I have to have the pasuk v'yosisa isha l'Hashem that says oila? What do I need the word oila for? It should be bechlal lefale neder or nedava. Smora says yes. Ila kosev rachmon oila. The pasuk went to say clearly oila. Have I mean I would have thought to say when the pasuk says v'yasisem. Isha l'Hashem, that's a klal, which is mashma, all korbanos need nisachim. Then the pasuk says, lefale neder ol nedava, that's a prat. The only korban that comes to the neder ol nedava needs nisachim. Then it says, lereach nichoyach, which is chozer klal, it's another klal, mashma, all korbanos that come to the reach nichoyach needs nisachim. If so, o klal, o prat, o klal, yatadar ol kaina prat, you learn out from this, a korban, which is like the prat. What does that mean to say? Maha prat meforish dover, shein abu ala chet. A neder and a dover does not come across of a chet. So such a korban that does not come across of a chet needs nesachim. Is afko shein bu ala chet. Any other korban does not come across of a chet needs nesachim. If so, oitzi chates v'yoshim, I'll exclude from here a korban chates or korban oshim, shein bu ala chet, because they come because of a chet. So therefore, they do not need nesachim. Avi bechor u'maisa pesach shein boyin alachet, but the chura should include from this klal or prata klal a korban bechor, a korban maisa, a korban pesach, since they do not come b'teres achet. So maybe they have to have nesachim. On this Talmud loyma oila, no, the pasuk says oila. Mashma oila means to teach us. From here, I know. Not only a korban that doesn't come for a chet, but it has to be also something that comes for a neder and a dova. So since a chatis, since a bechor or maaser or pesach does not come for a neder and a dova, therefore does not need nesachim. So Moshe says, "Hashter dechziv oila." Now that the pasuk says the word oila, mashmoni a korban oila, and also klat or prat. If so, my marbis bay, what do I come to include then? And Rashi says, once we come to exclude anyway, achatas and noshem, is so what have we come to be marbo with this prat? What else are we coming to include? Tomorrow says yes. Maha prat mefurish sheinu mechuyi v'yoymid, av kol sheinu mechuyi v'yoymid. It has to be something you're not mechuyiv. Rashi says, sheinu mechuyi v'boilo, t'boilos nadav amari. It has to be something, a korban that you're not mechuyiv to bring. And now you bring it, you have to bring the sochim. If so, Lahavi comes to include Vlades Kodeshim. When a behemoth of a Kodeshim gives birth, the Vlad Kodeshim also, you're not mechuyiv to bring it, but now that it gave birth, that korban is also mechuyiv in the sochim. That's called Vlad Kodeshim, Utmurasan. Huadin Utmura, when you bring a korban Tumura, Rashi says, Shehemer es oil, if you have a korban oil and you made a Tumura out of it, so when you bring that korban, you have to have the sochim also. And also, v'yoyla habor min ha-moisrois. A korban oil that comes from moisrois. Leftover money that you bring the kaitz ha-mizbeach, those korban oilers also have to have the sochim, because they don't come with teras ha-chayvo. V'yosham shenitik l'riya, hudin a korban osham shenitik l'riya, means that let's say you shechted the korban osham l'shem and oila. Let's say you want to make a kolol kolol, Rashi says, therefore, these mesachim shenitzuluriyah means you can't use it for the korban oshem. You gave it over to the shep to pasture in the fields, kama balmum, and now you shechtel l'shem and oila. It's kosher for oila, so that korban needs mesachim. And the chol hazvachim shenizmuch hashkal l'shmon. Any korban that you shech shemel l'shmon, the locher is the ksherim. It's only not only the bailam mishum chayva. Still, the locher is these korbanos still the kosher to be brought. It has to come with mesachim. And the Gemara says, "V'hash to the yam." Now that you're telling me, "Oi is the drosha," that we say the word "oi" is coming to be mar. But Rashi says, "V'hash yam and oi min hatzayin os ledrosha lechalik." That what? That a korban oila is either from tzayin or from bakar. You don't have to have both. If so, lefali neder oila nedava lomeli. Whatever do with the word "oi" that it says over here, lefali neder oi nedava. Why is it coming to teach us over here? So Gemara says, "Lechalkam." It's coming to teach us. Each one separate in the Chalkam. The Fali Neder one in the Dava. Because otherwise, Itzrach, we need it. Because otherwise, Sakot, that the Chemin, right, what I thought to say. Adamai si Neder in the Dava, learning the boy Nesachim. Maybe you only have to have Nesachim brought if you bring both. A korban of a Neder and a Nedava. But if you only bring one, maybe you do not have to have Nesachim. That's Kamash Malon. No, still you have to have Nesachim Kamash Malon. The IC neder l'chudei l'boi nesachim. In the case you bring a korban of a neder by itself, you have to have nesachim brought with it. The IC nedava l'chudei, you bring a korban nedava by itself also. L'IC nesachim, you have to have nesachim brought with it. So that's the chiddush of oi, to teach us each one separately needs nesachim also. So Moses says, let's see. Honichal Rabbi Yashia, that's good according to Rabbi Yashia. He always says what? Even though it does not say the word yachtov, it's as if it said the word yachtov. And therefore, I need oi lechalik. But el le Rabbi Yunus, according to Rabbi Yunus, and he says just the opposite. All over, we always say it's lechalik. It means each one separately. Unless there is clearly the word yachtov is so lomely. Why here do I need an extra pasuk of oi? I would know it anyway. Anyway, Gemara says no, because otherwise, sakot adachim in the rabbi thought to say, I see neder lechudei leboy nesachim. True, if you bring a neder by itself, you have to have nesachim. I see nedava lechudei leboy nesachim. True, if you bring in a dava by itself, also you have to have nesachim. According to Rabbi Yashia, I would know each one. According to Rabbi Yenison, I know each one separately. But the chiddush is, what's going to be I see neder in a dava? Let's say somebody brings two kabonis, one in neder, one in a dava. Tiske ben nesachim dechad. Maybe it was enough to bring one set of nesachim, just one mincha and one yayin. Kamash will know that's the chiddush of here, that you have to have both. You have to have two nesachims, one for the neder and one for the dava. That's what the pasuk says: lefale neder oydun dava. The word oy is come to teach us each one separately needs this nesachim. Here, now we have the gir soy b'mayadechem. The shita says take it out. But next part of the pasuk, next pasuk says by chamishi it says v'chisase. Then bokor is oilo oi zavach. So the question is, lomli, what do we need this pasuk for? It's talking about the parish of Nesachim. So what does that have to say special? If you make a ben bokor, oilo oi zavach, we already said already when you bring a korban oilo that you have to have Nesachim. So Moshe said, yes, Yitzchok, still we need this. Because otherwise, a Salkot, I had the Chamin Chabra, so to say, Hani mili hechi de kromaisi oilo ushlomim ben eder. If you bring either a korban oilo or a korban shlomim with an eder, inam yirels oilo ushlomim ben adova. Maybe if you bring an oilo and adova, an oilo and a shlomim for an adova. Avul hechi de kromaisi shtei oilos. Let's say you bring two korban oilos. Chad ben eder v'chad ben adova. Or else inam yirels shnei shlomim, you bring two korban shlomims. Echad one b'teros a neder always is a ray a lie, meaning to say even if you lose it, you have to bring another one. The yechad b'nedov, and nedov just means a present, haray zu, if you lose it, you potter. Aim, I would have thought to say, shem shlomim achasi, shem oilo achasi, v'tiskele b'nesochim dechad, and maybe you only have to bring one in the sochim. You bring the two korban oilos, even though one's a neder, one's a nedova, but they're both a korban oilo. Maybe you only have to have one set of Nesachim. Kamashvon, that's the Chiddush, no, that still you have to have two Nesachims. Then the Pasuk says here also, Lefale Neder, Oy Shlomim Lashem. The question is, normally, why do we need this extra Pasuk again? Lefale Neder, we said already, we're talking about a Neder and a Dova. Or else the Shlomim. We had already Rebuyim that a Korm Shlomim needs Nesachim. So the verse says, yes. I would have thought to say, Hani Mila, when do you have to have Nesachim? Hechi demaisish to Eulis. If you bring two korban Eulis, Chad bin Ediv, Chad bin Adova, one to Ediv, one to Adova. In Am Yerels, Shnei Shlomim, bring two korban Shlomims, Chod bin Ediv, Chod bin Adova, one to Ediv, one to Adova, Aval Hecha de Kormaisish to Eulis. Bin Ediv, let's say you bring two korban Eulis, but there is an Ediv. Rels, Shnei Eulis, bin Adova, two korban Eulis, are both of them are the exact same Adova. In Ami Rels, if you bring Shnei Shlomim ben Eder, you bring two korban shlomims, both Peteros and Eder. Rels, Shnei Shlomim ben Adova, both korban shlomims, you bring brought Peteros and Adova. So here I would have thought to say, Shem Oila Echadu, the Shem Neder Echadu, it's mamash the same korban and the same type of a korban, they're both a Neder. So therefore I would have thought to say here it's better, and therefore I would have thought to say, Fetiskele ben Esachim Bechad, it would have been enough to bring one set of Nesachim, that's all. Kamash Milon, that's the Chiddush here again, another time that it says, Lefale Neder to teach us, even though both Karbonis, they're both an Oil and they're both a Nedova, still you have to have two Nesachims. Now, Rabbi Yashio, Hai Min Habokor, I mean that's said normally, according to Rabbi Yashio, that he always says, Rashi says, Rabbi Yashio over here, the pshat was that he used this posik, the nafkalei miyat oilas oif min habokor. From this posik comes to teach us only a bokor needs nesachim, not a oif. If so, why does it say the word oi? Rabbi Yashahai min habokor, oi min atzayin. What's the word oi min atzayin? If it's coming to teach us, not oif, it would have been enough to say min habokor. What's the oi min atzayin? So Mora says, yes, salkot at the chemin chai would have thought to say, hani mili. Shabbat Yigur said, Zom Gir Sarah, Betray Mini, Avo Bechad Mina Tiskle, Ben Esachim Dechad, Kamash Mano, Kocha Tassel Yechod, Lomli, Sagadar Chamin Hanemili, Bezeach Hazer, Avo Basachas, Tiskle, Ben Esachim Dechad, Kamash Mano. Hope on the Chedush Shema, the Oy here to teach us, that even though you bring the both Kabonis, Mamash Babasachas, not only Bezeach Hazer, but even Babasachas, still the Lachur is, you have to have two Nesachim. Since they're two separate kabonis, that's the extra pasuk here, minatzoin oy bokor, to teach us that the maisa, even though they're brought to basachas, even though they're both a korban oilo, they're both veneder, still in all times, since the maisa has two kabonis, even though they have the exact same dinim, and they're brought mamish to basachas, that's the klal, you have to have two nesachims. So show exactly what the gerser is. Some of the gerser Messiah and Saint Kochim says, Gisa should have been Hanin Mila betray Mini, two different type of Kabonis, or Tsoin and a Bokor. Aba Bechad Mini, or Bevasachas, they're both the same type, they're both the same Korban, Vasachas, Tiskele ben Esochem, the Chad, Kamash Malon Vechain, but he says no. To the Gisa Prosis, Kutavan Kokocho Tasa, Liyechod, to Mash Rashi says, Nam, Melechol Echod, the Chosm of Neyatzmai. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Elo shechatos shel mitzora v'yashom etoy nesachim. That even though usually a chatos and a noshim does not need a nesachim, but the chatos that a mitzora brings, or the yoshim that a mitzora brings, there on these kabonas you have to have nesachim also. So Rav says, "Mino and Emilia, how do we know this from?" The Torah Rabban, we learn about this. The Pasuk says, "Ushloishes reinim soles mincha." Is the mincha boim azevach across the medaber? This Pasuk in Vayikra is talking about a mincha that comes with the korban. Toim, you're telling me the mincha boim azevach some of the mincha comes with the korban? Or yaini, maybe not that way. Ela the mincha boim b'fnei yatsma. Maybe it's talking about a mincha that comes by itself. When the Pasuk right away says, "Vehelo akreinas oilo." So have a yom, it comes to teach us the mincha bo mazevach across the medaber. It's talking about a mincha that comes with the korban. And the pasuk says the kohen should bring the korban and the mincha. But still, the yadayin still, any yadayin, I'm not sure, im tunin nesochim v'im lav, do you have to have nesochim or not? You have to have a mincha, yes. But what about the yayin? Tamla, the pasuk says, v'yayin l'nesach v'v'yasin ta'as al oila, oila zevach l'kebes rechot. So it says clearly that you have to have a yayin l'nesach v'yasin. Now what is the pasuk talking about? Oilo, when it says the word oilo, zu oilas metzora, means when the metzora has to bring a korban oilo, that oilo needs nesachim. Zevach, zu chatis metzora, when the metzora brings his chatis, that also needs nesachim to be brought with it. Oilo zevach means zu osher metzora, means the osher metzora also has to have yayin to be brought with it. That's this ribuyimir that the chatis and the yoshim of a metzora needs nesachim. So Mora says, v'teipik le tavayu mizevach. What do I learn both of them from the word zevach? Rashi says, chatis v'yoshim mizevach. V'liboy kru l'chol chad v'chad. The Mashmi is Pasha talking about the Pasha of a metzora. So from one word, lezevach, I should know both kabonis that a metzora bring, both the chatis and the yoshim. What do I have to have two separate psukim for? The Yom HaMarkos, we said, Chatas v'yoshom, minayin. How do we know to say that the Chatas and the Yoshom is Talmud? The Pasuk says, Zebach. So Rashi says, Yom HaMarkos, Gabi Nozir. When the Pasuk says, V'lokach es sayir, sayir rosh, nizrei, v'nos nalesh, asher tachas Zebach ha-shlamim. Ein li yelot tachas Zebach ha-shlamim. Tachas adud, shor Chatas v'yoshom, no Talmud, Zebach. So you see, when the Pasuk says the word Zebach, it means to include a Chatas and a Noshom also. So maybe who had been by Mitzvah Rosh, when the Pasuk says the word Zevach here, it means to include that both its Chatas and its Chatas and its Ashram, both of them needs Nesachim. So where it says no. How do you mean, when do I say this, that the word Zevach comes to include both? Hechad the Tavayuk here, the Adininu. They're both the same type. Avel Hechad the Ashram lahachshir. The Chatas lechaper by Mitzvah. The Ashram is coming lahachshirim. To be able to keep kachim, and the chatas coming for kapara, bin and trei kroy here in the two separate psukim teach us that both of these two kabbonis need a nesachim, because otherwise I would not know both. Only by a nazir were both of them coming for the same purpose. They both come lachshir b'yam l'tame b'meisim. Bashenki b'mitzvah Rashi says the yashim is lachshir l'ave b'machane. The yashim that the mitzvah brings, that's machshir to come back into the machane. The chatas is lechapros alzayin devorim negoyim boyim. We have negoyim mitzvahs kos of a chet. You need a kapara. So I would have thought to say that the two types. So maybe it will only be riba one, not the other. Kamash will know both. There's riba both of them need nesachim. I did not know that just from the word zevach, but I need this extra riba to say both of them. Yabin and trei kroy. Now zevach we just said means what? Zu chatas mitzvah. For the more v'yema, why don't I say zu chatis v'yosham dinozir? How do I know to say when it says the word zevach here means chatis of a mitzvah? Why don't I have to say zu chatis v'yosham dinozir? Let's say something about a nozir, a ribu that the chatis and yosham of a nozir needs nesachim. So we're saying lo sekadatu, do not say like this. The tiny will learn like this. The posting about mitzvah says o minchasam v'niskeyim b'yolosai o v'shlamav hakosim medaber. Says the minchasam v'niskeyim. The korban needs a mincha with the sachim with the yain to be brought with it. So what's it talking about? B'yolosai v'shlamav hakosim medaber. Song batak a korban of a nazir, and it's saying the nazir's oilan, the nazir's shlamim needs a mincha and a sachim. Ah, time you're telling me b'yolosai v'shlamav. Song about his korban oilan that a nazir brings, or his korban shlamim that a nazir brings. That needs mincha nesachim. Maybe not that way. Elo afilu chatas. Maybe even the chatas that a nazir brings should also have to have a minchasim neskayim. Well, this Talmud Lemana, the pasuk says, v'yaso ayil yasa zevach shlamim o minchasim neskay. So it says separately that the ayil, the shlamim that a nazir brings, also needs a mincha nesachim. The question is, are you b'chlal hoya? I was b'chlal the other kabbalah for the sense already by Nazir, he has to bring minchas over the sachim. For normally, your sachim goes out to tell us again that this ayah needs it, is lahakish love to make the sekish. Ma'ayum yuchud bob neder in a dover, just like if I was a korban shlamin. So kind of a toss a neder in a dover, I've called any korban that bob neder in a dover needs nesachim. Ma'ashenke in the chattis, that does not come a toss a neder in a dover, does not need nesachim. Now, so therefore I say if a kid is going on the mitzera. Now, oila we dash before zu oilas mitzera. That tells the mitzera when he brings the korban oila, his oila needs nesachim. The aim of what I'm going to say, rather to say, Zu oilas yeledis, that when Isha gives birth and she has to bring a korban oila, maybe that oila should have to have nesachim. On Rabbi says this, oilas yeledis misayfa de kronavka. That of the yeledis, when she gives birth, she has to bring an oila, that her oila needs nesachim, that's from a different pasuk, that's from the end of the pasuk. The Tanya will learn like this, Rabbi Nosson Neymar, Rakebus the pasuk says, Zu oilas yeledis, Ho echad, the echad osar shomaisa. The pasuk says la keves. That's coming to remind us the oilas yeledes she needs nesachim. The pasuk says la keves. So echad, what's the echad mean? The echad osar shomaisa she kor shlamim. That amol yimaisa the tenth one. Let's say by mistake you called the 11th tenth. So it's also kaddish and it comes to osar shlamim. Shleimatzi nula b'chol ateru. We don't find any place in the Torah. She ate tofu chomim and ikar. That the tefil should be more chomer than the ikar. Whereas usually you don't find this, that the ikar, the maisa behemer itself, the tenth one itself does not need nesachim. But the 11th one that comes machmas, the 10th one does need nesachim. That's the chiddush to this pasuk over here to say yes, that the 11th one, when you bring that, it needs nesachim to be brought with it. Because it's not really a maisa behemer, it's only a rebirth of maisa behemer. See, the tefil is more chomer than the ikar. Rabbi says like this, Rabbi Amar, Ezel Dava, what thing do we have? Shetzorach Shleisha Ribuyim and these three Ribuyim, have a Yom Ezu Mitzayra, that goes on a Mitzayra, Mitzayra Takat, just three Kabonis, has its Chatis, its Oshem, and its Oilo. And Rashi speaks out, because what are we talking about a Nazir, Abo Ribuyim Ibrilei, the Yisle Chatis, the Oilo, the Oshem, Shlomim, a Nazir has four Kabonis. See, if what's Mestab, this post is not talking about a Nazir, rather it's talking about a mitzvah. Then the pasuk says la'ayul lomli. We don't need a pasuk for omer arsheshes le'rabois eloi shel aroin. Come and tells us that the ayul of Aaron also needs nesachim. So where it says ayul shel Aaron mi b'moyadechem nafka, that comes on yomtiv. So we have before anything that comes on a yomtiv, you have to have nesachim. So but the Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur, that's like brought on Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, so pshit needs nesachim. Zmor says no. Sarko, that the Chamin Arbor, that's what they say. Han in Mila de Tzibur, when do we say a korban is brought on Yom Tov needs nesachim, a korban tzibur? Abu the Yachid Loi. So again, only by a korban tzibur of a Yom Tov needs nesachim. Abu the Yachid Loi, like here the Kohen Gadol, a Yachid's korban, maybe not. Chamash Mulon, yes. Or Maishna, why is it different? Me'ilus Yeledis. Then Elo Shiledis needs Nesachim. You see, even the Yachar also needs Nesachim. So Rav said this is different. Sakot Atecha Minahan Emili Dovor Shen Kvilo Zman. Only some doesn't have a Zman Kavua. Like a Yeledis. Anytime she's a Yeledis, she has to have a Korb in the Korbim with the Nesachim. Avo Dovor Shen Kvilo Zman Balak Yom Kippur. When the Kohen Gadol brings his eye on Yom Kippur, it's a Zman Kavua. A Maloi made the absence as a Korbim Yochid. It does not need Nesachim. Kamash Malon, yes, still needs Nesachim. Then it says, oil, oil, the pasuk says, what's the oil doing? Oil, oil. La malila rabbi says, ha, tele, esa, palgus. Comes to mind, but palgus also needs, nesachim. Rashi says, palgus means, sha'ovra shenoson, it's a year old already, le bolachlaus shonim. It didn't come to the right age yet. It's over 1 year, but it's now bechlau 2 years. So that korban, a palgus, still needs, nesachim. Ho nichle Rabbi Yechon the Yoma burial. It's called its own burial. If Me'atzma Rashi is there for Tzayin Nesachim, that none will learn like this. Hekrivu means maybe Olav Niske Ayel V'Eino Oynoloi Mizivchay. Rashi said that none will learn Hekrivu means you bring this Palgus. Hechad he made a neder Ayel Oikevus. Vikrav Talgis, Sumay Biolov Niski Ayan, you have to be Niski and Sakhma of an Ayan. Vien Oilus Loy Mizivchoy and Lashem Chaybet, Nidroy, if you're not Yotzi Neder though, the Sakh Lovi Ayel Vadai or Kevis Vadai, the Afagab the very Bifni Atzmi, who he could bring it, the Kopoim not Yotzi Yachayv, the Kopoim you bring it this Palgis, and therefore needs his own Nisachim. Vyom Rav Yechanan, Oy La'ayol L'Rav Efesa Palgis is good. Therefore, to read what to say could be brought for Korban, therefore needs the Sachin. El Laba Poda, to Yom, that he says no, Maisi. O Masna, you bring, but you have to make it tonight. The Sveikahu, it's a Sveiko. Rashi says, to Yom, a Maisi, Niski, I am a Masni. In Kevasov, it's a Kevas Ekdish, in a Sachiv, a real lay, via Moisi, in a Dova, via Mlav, I am who are in Niski, the Sava, Lav, it's not buried by itself. Is a Sveiko what it is? Is it called a Kevas, or is it called Anayil? If so, what do we need to read before? Pshit, it's either one or the other. So I don't need a special posik for. So Mara says, yes, Itzra still need a posik. Itzra kroh, to Rabbi, so it's a question. Itzra kroh, the Rabbi Yisraeka, they need a posik to Mara Basafik. So Mara says, Enechnami, Vadla Bapod Akasha. According to Bapod Akasha, you should not have to have this extra posik, La Oila Ayil, to be Mara Bapalgis. According to him, a Palgis, it's a Safik, whether it's a Kevis, or whether it's an Ayil. So there's no chiddush to say you bring the nesachim with the tanai. It's only a chiddush according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's called the barrier, but it's yatzamoi that still is toy nesachim. Then the pasuk says, "Kocha yasel leshor echod or ilayilu echod or lese bikfosim or bizim." So what do we need this pasuk for? Leshor echod matam leino lefishem etzim leshachlat akosev bein nischi ayil nischi keves. There's a difference between the nesachim you have to bring for an ayil or for a keves. A kevis is a young one, under a year, and an ayil is already 2 years old. So Yochel, I would thought to say, Nechlok, ben nichse paro, nichse egel, who would then by paros, there should be a difference between a young one and an older one. Tamlin, the Pesach says, la shor echot, oy la ayil. So Tzal teaches know that a shor has one type in a sakum, it doesn't change between a young and old one. Now, oy la ayil, ma tamlin, what in the Pesach oy la ayil for? If Yeshua Messina, shechalak akosu, ben nichse, ben shemel, nichse, ben shtayin. It's a different type in a sachem, whether it's 1 year old a kevis or it's 2 year old an ayil. Yep, I would thought to say nechleku ben nichsei ben shtayin le nichsei ben shalish. If it becomes 3 years old, maybe also has a different type in a sachem. Tamalemano oila ayil. No, the once it becomes an ayil, once it's 2 years old, it remains in the same sachem no matter how old it gets. Then oila sebekfos mother a sheep for ma tamalemano the fish shemetzinu we find shecholat akosse ben nichsei kevis. Then Nichsei, the second difference is Yochel. I would have thought to say Nechlegu ben Nichsei Keves Kifso the Nichsei Recholo. Since there are mechil between the Zohar, maybe by buying a cave also there's a difference. Tamalemanoi Oyle Sebak Vosim. Only by the Zohar is there a difference in the Nesachim, but not by the Nekeves. Oy beizim matam when the pasuk Oy beizim for matamalemo. If you share matzim shacholak akosu ben Nichsei Keves and Nichsei Ayil. The difference between a Keves and an Ayil, one brings. Again, Oyvizu Matalavishum Shilofisha Matinu Shahloka Kosa Ben Nichse Kevin Nichse Ayil. Yochai was to say Nechlak Ben Nichse Gedi, the Nichse Soy, maybe who are in by goats also there's difference. Tamlo, the Pasuk says no, Oyvizim, Zabizim is on Afkamina, whether it's young or old, you all have the same type of Nesachim. Omura Prabhupada Bodhikalan Rova, Nichse Rechela Bekama, how much Nesachim you have to bring for Rechela? Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue one on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape, and then turn over, we'll continue one on the other side.